From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. president reacts to the terrorist attacks on Paris. U.S. President Barack Obama says the U.S. will not send ground troops to the Middle East to fight Islamic State militants.
It is not just my view, but the view of my closest military and civilian advisors that would be a mistake.
Mr. Obama spoke at the end of the G20 summit in Turkey. The American leader rejected calls from some of his U.S. political opponents that only Syrian Christians, not Muslims, be allowed to enter the U.S. as refugees. He called such a stance shameful, not American. At least 10 U.S. governors are balking at letting Syrian refugees settle in their states in the wake of the Paris attacks. French President François Hollande says his government will step up its offensive in Syria, where Friday's terrorist attack had been planned. Mr. Hollande made the remarks in an address to both houses of France's parliament. Also Monday, French authorities detained 23 people in police raids across the country. We get more from Lisa Bryant.
As French strikes destroyed Islamic State group sites in the Syrian city of Raqqa Sunday night, French police carried out dozens of raids in several towns across the country.
Le terrorisme.
Speaking on the radio Monday morning, French Prime Minister Manuel Valls said authorities are aware that more attacks were being prepared. He said raids are being carried out to question people who support radical Islam and advocate hatred for the French Republic. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
At least 7 people were killed in Somalia's capital in a shootout between soldiers and soldiers at a displaced persons camp. Witnesses said the shooting occurred as people lined up to get food cards. This is VOA News. A new video attributed to the Islamic State is warning of a Paris-style attack on Washington. The video appearing on social media Monday threatened all countries involved in military operations against the militant group, saying they will suffer the same fate as France. The person speaking on the video specifically singled out the U.S. capital city. In a powerful symbolic move, France's Eiffel Tower, Louvre Museum, and other attractions in Paris reopened to tourists Monday after a 2-day shutdown. As darkness fell, the Eiffel Tower was floodlit in the red, white, and blue of the French tricolor, along with a projection of the Paris motto, "Tossed but not sunk." Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi attended the closing session of the current parliament Monday. Her party, the National League for Democracy, recently won a landslide victory over the government and military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party. The NLD will have an absolute majority in the new parliament. Aung San Suu Kyi, in a recent interview with Radio Free Asia's Myanmar service, cautioned that the electoral process is not finished yet and told her supporters to control themselves and refrain from reacting to any provocation in the coming weeks and months. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will travel to Pyongyang, North Korea, later this week for a possible meeting with Kim Jong-un. Mr. Ban had been scheduled to visit Kaesong, an inter-Korean factory park in North Korea, 6 months ago, but that trip had been canceled. No reason was given for the cancellation. 17 Angolans accused of planning a rebellion and coup have gone on trial in Luanda. Authorities arrested the activists in June after they met to discuss a book called From Dictatorship to Democracy. Their defense lawyer told the court Monday charges should be dropped because the activists broke no laws and have a constitutional right to freedom of speech. Amnesty International calls the trial a travesty of justice. Israeli troops shot and killed at least 2 Palestinians when clashes erupted during an attempt to destroy the house of a suspected Palestinian attacker. The home was targeted. The home being targeted was that of Mohammed Abu Shaheen. He's accused of killing an Israeli man last June. The Israeli military says hundreds of Palestinians threw rocks and firebombs at security forces, prompting them to return fire Monday at the Calandia refugee camp near Ramallah. Nicaragua has sent more than 1,000 Cuban migrants heading to the United States back to Costa Rica, and Nicaragua is accusing Costa Rica of deliberately sparking a humanitarian crisis. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are up at this hour. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.